This is Sierra. Welcome to Funny Stories for You. So today is a Fancy Nancy story, and I'm gonna be doing a couple Fancy Nancy stories. So yeah, and it's called The Boy from Paris. Fancy Nancy and the Boy from Paris by Jane O'Connor. Almost always, I get to school early, but on Monday, I'm tardy. I come in and see a new kid. He is standing next to Miss Glass. Robert comes from Paris, Miss Glass tells everyone. He just moved here. Paris? Paris is a city in France. It is gorgeous. Bonjour, I say in the book nook. It's in French, that means hello. I am Nancy. I never met anybody from Paris before. I speak slowly so he will understand. It's really nice there, Robert says. I miss it. He has a book on cowboys. He probably wants to learn all about this country. I want to go there someday. I show him my book. It's about a dog in Paris. Do you like the United States? Yes, Robert says. Don't you? Yes, I do, I say. I've lived here all my life. Then Miss Glass puts a finger over her mouth. It's not talking time, she says. This is reading time. On Tuesday, I sit next to Robert at lunch. Have you ever been to the Eiffel Tower, I ask him. Robert nods and swallows. Lots of times. Our house was near it. I tell Robert all I know about the Eiffel Tower. There's a poster of it in my room. I know lots about Paris. I share some of my lunch. These are donut holes, I say. Robert gives me a funny look. I know that. I've eaten donut holes before. That night, I tell Mom and Dad about Robert. He is very nice. He already speaks English. I want to be his friend. How do you say friend in French? The word is ami, my mom says. You say it like this, ami. I love French. Everything sounds so fancy. Why don't you ask him over to play, my dad says. So the next day I do. We can play soccer. Did you play soccer in Paris? Sure, all the time, Robert says. I'm a good kicker. I can come on Friday. On Thursday, it is show and share. Robert brings in a toy horse. It is brown and white. My grandpa has a horse like this. Then Robert passes around a photo. I miss her a lot. Her name is Belle. And Belle, I say to myself. I know another French word. On Friday, my mom is at work. Miss Devine picks us up from school. Miss Devine lives next door, I tell Robert. Robert is from Paris, I tell Miss Devine. At home, we make a tent in the yard. We pretend to be terrified. Oh, we pretend bears are outside. We pretend to be terrified. Then we play soccer. We let my little sister play too. Robert is a great kicker. My dog runs around the yard. That's Frenchie, I tell Robert. She's not really French, but you would like her anyway. We go inside and I show Robert my room. I see, there's an Eiffel Tower, I say. See, there's the Eiffel Tower, I say. Yes, says Robert, but that's one, but that one does not have a cowboy hat on it. That Eiffel Tower is in Paris, France. It is taller and it is more famous. But we have an Eiffel Tower too. Our Eiffel Tower has a cowboy hat on top. Wait a moment, I'm very perplexed. But you're from Paris, France, I say, aren't you? No, I'm from Texas. Paris, Texas, Robert says. Miss Glass told everybody that the first day. Robert shows me Paris, Texas on my globe. Oh, I guess I missed that part. And I feel a little silly, but not for long. After all, I have a new Amy, even if he isn't French. These are the fancy words in this book. Amy, friend in French. You say it like this. Amy. Belle, beautiful in French. You say it like this. Belle. Bonjour. Hello in French. You say it like this. Bonjour. Gorgeous, beautiful, perplexed, mixed up, tardy, late, terrified, scared. I hope you enjoyed this story, and thanks for listening in. I hope you listen to the next story. Bye-bye.